Random House Audio presents Rod, the Autobiography, by Rod Stewart. Read for you by Simon Vance. Introduction, in which the high-flying hero of our story gets goosed. We call it doing a runner, and it's the best way on earth to beat the traffic after a show. At the end of the last encore, drenched with sweat, I make my final bow to the whooping, applauding crowd, then jog from the stage, and keep on jogging into the wings, where someone drapes a towel round me as I pass. In the hall, the lights stay down, and the crowd continues to call for a third encore. But I'm off, down the fluorescent-lit backstage corridors, where the air is suddenly cool after the heat of the stage, and out through the service doors at the back of the arena into a waiting car. The noise of the clapping and stamping receding behind me until the clunk of the limo door seals it out completely and the car sweeps me away. Away on this one night in particular, in July 1995, to an airstrip near Gothenburg and a waiting private plane. A change of clothes is ready for me in the limo and I wriggle into them as we drive. Behind me, 30,000 hollering Swedish fans. Ahead of me, a short flight to London in the company of a few members of my team who were also primed to do a runner at the show's end. The Spanner in the Works tour kicked off in June and is scheduled to run until May the following year, but there is a window in the schedule and I'm heading home. And this is always the moment, with my feet outstretched as the plane picks up speed and lifts off the runway, when I finally relax. Allow the adrenaline of the previous 2 hours to settle. Enjoy the prospect of a night in my own bed, and anticipate the meal that the cabin crew will soon prepare.